listening to Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for sticking around on what's left of this Friday morning, 251-343-0106. You'd be in touch with the program. Hit me up on that text line. Joining us now, just every Friday, our returning champion. He hails from Josephine, Alabama, the one and only state senator, Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Man, I am doing great down in Gulf Shores, about to go over a bridge.
Well, soon, it looks like the way things are going today, you're going to have some more options coming your way. You may be a bridge to not really ever going to consider, but at least it'll be there.
Well, I couldn't miss the irony of that as I head over the Holmes Bridge right now. It looks like, you know, the other bridge is back on. Again, my position's always been, we just need to figure this out, and y'all need to get it straight and get on the same page. So as long as we're figuring out a way to build more lanes, that's a good thing. I will say, you do have to appreciate Justice Tom Parker's comments at the end of that decision, though, and it has to scare you just a little bit, you know, when you read that. And that is, you know, basically, I'll read real quick. You shall not show judgment, or you should not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. Of course, he's quoting Deuteronomy there. He says, and then unless the Alabama government is the defendant. it's just pretty telling. Basically, the state can do whatever the state wants to do, no matter its motives, and no matter the cost. And I assume there are merits in that argument. You don't want to have every private business suing the government because the road project may impact their business. That would be a bad precedent to set. But it's just an interesting take the courts got on this, and that is, there's immunity, and he can do whatever he wants to, no matter the reason.
Well, what happens now? I mean, is this pretty much the writing on the wall? This is how it's going to be now.
Well, I fully expect them to be turning dirt this afternoon on the project. I think Ike Scott will be on site if he's not already, with a shovel and off and going. You know, the question then is, what does the bridge company do? Is there a follow-up suit to say, hey, this is inverse condemnation? And then we're talking about money damages, right? We're not talking about an injunction anymore. And for everybody else in the state of Alabama, you know, is there a real kind of assessment of what is it really costing to put two more lanes across the canal here in South Baldwin County? You know, is it 60 million? Is it 120 million? Or are we now forced through an inverse condemnation proceeding to now pay money to the bridge company because we've killed their business? And what is that number? And then does the rest of the state of Alabama go, wow, was this really worth it? Or should we look a little bit harder at maybe the deal that the bridge company was offering? And listen, anytime somebody wants to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in my district to alleviate traffic problems, I'm certainly happy with it. My concern is, how do my colleagues react to that later on down the road when they say, was this the most efficient use of money? Because, as you well know, this is a big traffic problem we have, but it's not the only one in my district and in Baldwin County. And so we still need the support from the governor's office. We still need support from Aldot, and we still need support from my fellow legislators to work on some of the other problems we have as well.
Well, I guess, well, tell me this, Senator, and you would know, I mean, are we pretty much status quo with the local officials, what they think of it? I mean, the county commission didn't want it. I think your split there at the beaches was Kraft and Kennan. I don't know what the Foley mayor wants, but who the hell knows? But the rest of it, though, I mean, it still seems like not to be a very favorable project among local officials.
Well, it's like so many other projects that we see on Aldot's books right now, okay? So let's take I-10, let's take the Beach Expressway, let's take the bridge down here. The project is the bridge itself. The project is not connecting the bridge past County Road 4 to actually connect it to the Beach Expressway where it will do any darn good. The project is the Bayway and the Mobile River Bridge. The project is not widening I-10 east of Daphne, where all those cars are going to end up. The project is not, hey, we need to take over the Beach Express from the locals so that the city of Foley's not spending $8-9 million resurfacing a four-lane divided highway in their jurisdiction that needs to be taken over by the state. The project needs to be, how are we going to finish this corridor all the way up to I-65 so that we can actually make that corridor efficient and do what it's supposed to do and take traffic off of the other congested roads in Baldwin County. So the frustration, I think, is, yeah, Aldott, you're saying you're doing all these things, and that's great, but where's the rest of the project that actually connects this big shiny thing to the rest of the road network and makes it work? And that's been the county commission's criticism of this project. That's certainly been my criticism of this project, is you haven't shown me where you're actually going to connect it and how you're going to connect it and how that's going to work. And so all you're doing is building a road across the canal to two parallel east-west corridors, and that doesn't move people north and south.
Maybe I'm old conspiratorial tinfoil hat boy over here. I think this bridge is just trying to run the toll bridge company out of business, and eventually maybe that bridge, an existing bridge, goes up on the block, and the Alabama Department of Transportation can swoop in and get a sweetheart deal on it or something. I mean, it just, I don't know. I don't think this is the a good faith project.
Well, folks, I think you heard it here first. So I think, Jeff, you're onto something. I think that the likelihood that the state ends up owning both bridges is probably pretty good. I think that, how you in the long term, well after Director Cooper is gone and Governor Ivey's gone, how do we take these projects that have been cobbled together, and this is a good one to look at, and really make them effective, right? Now what do we have to do to make these assets that have been constructed, what do we do now to make them actually work? You got the bridge. That's the expensive part. How do you build the roadways to get to it? How do you get people on and off the island more effectively? Do you make the toll bridge after it's purchased, by the State Department of Transportation, do you make that the way off the island and the Cooper Bridge the way on the island? And those are all good questions.
So when it's all said and done, Senator, are you gonna offer a resolution in the Senate to name the bridge for John Cooper, our esteemed Alabot director, you think? Not putting you on the spot or anything.
We'll see. That would I tell you what, I will commit to speaking to Director Cooper about that before we do it. How about that?
I think we could just put like a bust of his head, his bald head right there at the foot of the bridge, right when you get ready to cross over. And there's Cooper. I got tons of ideas here. I'm here all week. But I guess the point is they're committed to this. And I don't understand. I mean, you got the airport blocking it at the north, at the state park at the south. Do they think that someday they'll be able to build a connector through the state park to the Beach Boulevard? I mean, there's a lot of questions, a lot of things here that make me wonder, like, why are they so beholden to this project?
Well, and of course, that's the second part of this question, right? Or third part, I guess. Maybe it's like, okay, are we going to build it? Apparently the answer to that is yes. Then how much is it going to cost in the end once we're done with all of this? And then lastly, did it work, right? The stated goal is to move traffic off of the Holmes Bridge. The stated goal is not to move traffic off the toll bridge. The stated goal is to move traffic off the Holmes Bridge, the 59 bridge. And so we're going to find out if this bridge all the way over here on the eastern side of the airport, close to the Beach Express Bridge, the toll bridge, is actually going to make people skip the Holmes Bridge and come over this way. And that's going to be the interesting part. Did it work or not? And if it didn't, now what? And so that was part of the bridge company's argument, is where's the traffic study showing this? You say that this is what the stated goal is, but we don't have a lot of data to back that up. Well, seems like we're building it. We'll build it and see if it works afterwards, I guess.
in the meantime, I mean, yeah, it's like we got to build the bridge to know how it'll work or whatever. This is like very Nancy Pelosi-ish, but it seems like this should have been taken care of. You didn't really get a satisfactory answer from Al Knott. I take moving forward, Senator, what does the future look like for, you think, big, broad picture for John Cooper? I've been hearing for over a year now, any day now he's going to step down, but I mean, he may, my child may be my age and John Cooper still running the Department of Transportation at this rate.
Look, you gotta admit, John has shown some serious staying power. He's been around for a long time. He's a smart guy. I do not always agree with him, but I do respect him. And I do not see the governor making any changes right now. She has got a lot going on. There are a lot of projects out there, from the Northern Beltline to this West Alabama corridor nonsense to the I-10 bridge and Bayway to this thing. There's a ton of things going on right now, and John has been leading those things for over a decade. And it will be very difficult, I think, to replace him within her administration. So I don't think Director Cooper is going anywhere unless he decides to. And I certainly don't get the feeling that the governor's itching for a change. Now, could something change in John's life that makes him want to go do something else? Sure. But short of that, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Harassment charge or whatever, no repercussions. It is a bizarre thing. Is it this, and maybe this is not a fair question to pose to you. I mean, is he just good at playing the political game? It's not, I'm totally missing it. Is he, well, I mean, I don't think he's competent as an Al Knott director, but somehow, you know, playing the political game with you guys, he's failing miserably. But where it counts, which is inside that governor's office, which God knows what's going on in there, or even if it's functioning, but he's able to maintain the status throughout, which I think there should have been like at least two or three times he should have been let go. I would have started in 2019 when they took the I-10 bridge out of the tip and handed the governor that big L. I think that she took it personally, but I mean, you know, we got to start looking at different things here, but he survives that. He survived a bunch of Bentley's controversies. He's surviving this. He got a W today. There's no doubt about that. He's good at something here, right?
Well, again, I think this goes back to the governor and her leadership style, we'll call it that, and that is I'm gonna leave you alone and I'm gonna let you do your thing. I mean, you and I've talked about how involved she is or maybe isn't in the day-to-day operation with her cabinet officials. You look at cabinet officials and the ones that were there under Bentley that wanted to stay have stayed by and large.
But Senator, you know, some of it, Did she cut loose the early education czar or whatever for the wrong teaching manual? Like when Ivy wants to make a change and something like that, I mean, she did it, and she did it unapologetically. It's just, you think, I guess, is, and I'm going to put words in your mouth, that there's just so much on the line with Cooper that he's sort of the franchise player right now, which is just, that's crazy, right?
Well, I will say this. I think when you look at Aldott's budget, and I sit on the Georgia Transportation Committee, and I sit on the Contract Review Committee, and you know, you look at the STIP, and you look at all the projects that are out there, and the capital stack on those projects, how that funding is all made up, you know, understanding that and knowing how all that works is crucial. You know, Aldott's got plenty of engineers running around. John's the financial whiz, and understand how all that is pieced together. I will tell you that if you look around at some of the commitments that are made, some of the projects that are out there, I don't see how we afford all of them. So there are a lot of balls up in the air right now. And for somebody, for her to make a change there, for somebody else to come in at this point, they'd have to reanalyze all of those projects and where they are. And you might see some of those balls start to drop. And so that's not something she wants to have happen on her watch. And so I think she keeps John there, you know, and keep the status quo, probably throughout the end of her administration.
But the balls, if what you say, gravity is going to kick in at some point, those balls are going to drop regardless of who's ALDOT director, right?
Yeah, but not regardless of who's governor, right? So she can control that. She doesn't want the balls dropping while she's the governor. And so keep John where he is. He's got all those balls up in the air and is keeping them all up in the air. You know, today's decision is a good example of that. They're staying up in the air right now. And so you don't have to actually, you don't have to do anything with the ball except for throw it back up in the air. And it as long as that continues to happen, it doesn't, the balls don't fall on her watch.
It's frustrating. I guess the lesson, the moral of this story is if you're the Alabama Department of Transportation, there's no accountability mechanism, I guess, with the exception that your governor doesn't get elected and then you work at the behest of the governor, the pleasure of the governor. But for us, or you, even you as a member of the legislature, there's just no recourse here.
Well, the Supreme Court said there's no recourse and there's no accountability. That's for sure. They came out and said that clearly. You would think that the accountability is the governor. But again, remember, they haven't talked about this project down here since 2017. So there doesn't seem to be a lot of accountability from this governor and to her, you know, as it relates to her ALDOT director.
Well, it is what it is. Hey, Senator, we got to get out of here, but I appreciate your time this morning, and we'll do it again next week.
You got it. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. That was our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. We got to get a timeout in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.
The finest pickup to ever play the